Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. That phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's, well, today's a lot better than yesterday here in New England, temperature-wise. Well, weather-wise, not temperature-wise. It's a little bit colder. So we're moving on indoors with some plants, so give us a call. We can help you on with the indoor stuff as well. But we do have some calls on the line, so we'll get right into them. Nathan, who's up next?
Helen is in Airmont, New York.
Helen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a Christmas cactus, which has been a healthy houseplant for many years. I grew it out on our deck, had it outside this past summer, and it did very well. However, at the end of the summer, it caught a couple of rainstorms, and since it doesn't have drainage at the bottom of the pot, it's a big Asian pot, beautiful ceramic pot. It did get overwatered, and I tried draining out some of the water. And when the weather turned cooler, we brought it into our three-season room, and it bloomed beautifully with the pink flowers about a month ago. And it looked pretty healthy, but once the temperature really dropped in the room, we have a wood stove in there, but we don't keep it consistent unless we're sitting in it. It's just wilted, and the flowers are fading now. It got a ton of flowers, but it doesn't look healthy anymore, and the soil is still wet, and I've brought it into the house now. I thought maybe it would help dry it out.
Yeah, so I think, it got hit a bit with some of that cold weather, like you were saying. It is a three-season porch. It doesn't like temperatures below, 50 degrees.
Yeah, it seemed to bloom. I know it likes a little bit cooler temperature to bloom. I think what I did last year is I brought it into the house after it bloomed.
Yeah, that's fine. That might be a good idea for you because, when the temperatures drop down, it can really affect their flowers. First off, it can affect how they grow, their growth habits. It'll slow them down. You might start to see some of the leaves kind of just become, or the stems just kind of become limp. And
yes,
just droop
exactly.
Over.
A little bit of shrinkage. It almost
yeah, it's so the freezing temperatures can do that because the water is stored in the in like the stems and the leaves, if you will, of it. It's kind of so where the green sections are, that's where the water is stored. So with the cold temperatures, what it kind of does is it freezes and then expands, and that kind of can do some. It'll affect the tissue that's in there, right? So the growing cells, etc. So what I would do is anything that is, you know, pretty damaged or starting to almost like rot, get rid of it, right?
The leaves?
The leaves. Any of it that, you know, any of the branching or the leaves that have started to turn, you might actually be able to tell because they might be like almost a little withered a little bit. They're not like that strong looking smooth leaf. They have like a, you know what I mean?
All of the leaves are pretty limp, all of them, and they all have beautiful flowers on the end.
Okay.
Some of them are starting to turn a little brown.
Okay. So it might just be going through the process. Maybe it just shocked it and it didn't do too much damage. So by bringing it in, perfect. That's good. You want to make sure it doesn't, you know, you want to keep it at like an area where it's going to get like 60 degrees or so, not real hot. We don't want to go from one extreme to the other.
Okay.
So looking for a spot that might just be, you know, maybe get to about 60, 65, not something that's going to get in like the 70s or et cetera. You know what I mean? So maybe a cooler spot and leave it in there, lightly water it versus, continuing to, you know, water it or, you know, as you said, it's a little bit, you know, the water, it kind of gets waterlogged maybe.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be evaporating. I haven't been watering it at all since I brought it in, when the temperature started dropping outside, and I brought it into this three-season room. I haven't been watering it, and
okay.
It's waterlogged.
Yeah, so
the soil is really wet.
What you might want to do is put your, you know, take the Christmas cactus, put your hand through the plant so you're kind of holding the soil and the plant together. Flip the pot upside down. Get the plant out of that pot a bit. Maybe what you need to do a little bit is maybe the pot is just really saturated underneath and on the sides. Maybe
yes.
Dry it out a little bit. Maybe let it kind of sit exposed for a couple hours. I'm not talking like days, maybe just a couple hours so that, because sometimes with a pot, depending upon what style it is, if it's glazed on the inside, sometimes that water just doesn't have a chance to evaporate because with some pottery, like a clay pot, the clay pot will actually absorb some of that moisture, right? So if it's glazed on the inside, it just sits. It doesn't have anywhere to just kind of evaporate as easily. So I'd take it out, allow the soil to have some air, right, and dry out a little bit that way so that some of the moisture can come out of it. And
does
I think
it need
that's
sunlight while it's indoors? Put it by a window?
So I wouldn't put it like in a north facing window where it's not going to get a lot of light. It's like a southeast facing window, or maybe it's an eastern facing window, so it'll get some of the morning sun. If you're trying to push the growth, it does need the full sun. But this is something where, you know, maybe you put it in like a southeast facing, so you're getting some of that south, but you're getting the east exposure. You're not getting all day, but that could help it dry out a little bit. We're not looking to, you know, get it to completely dry out. We just need some of that moisture to go away.
Right.
Okay, and that could be causing some of that.
Don't mind.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. I received last winter a gift of a houseplant, a chrysanthemum, as a get-well plant.
Okay.
And it was small, about a foot high, and it had a couple little blossoms on it. And then all I got for the whole rest of the year was a lot of leaves, and it's grown to be about 3 feet, 4 feet high. It just went straight up. I'm looking at it right now. It's got a lot of leaves, and it actually bloomed. In September, I got beautiful yellow chrysanthemums on it. So now it's in this three-season room, and it's the flowers are fading, the leaves are green, but they're fading a little bit too. I'd like to keep it going possibly for next year. Yep. In this room, can I cut it down and just take care of it through the winter? Would it survive?
Well, yeah, that I would definitely, now that it's done flowering, that's a good time to cut it. You don't want to cut it too far back where you're cutting it like all the way to the base, but maybe cut like a third back of it. What that ends up doing is allows new growth to regenerate. It also can actually make it a little bit bigger, like wider, so it will have more for, you know, some more growth for you next season. So I definitely see no problem.
Narrow and high it became. I thought it was just a little shrub shape, and it was 4 feet high.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
No, I would definitely cut some back. For it, kind of do the same exact things that you did, you know, last year to keep it going so that you can continue to have this for the seasons to come. But I definitely think you could cut it back. The best time to really cut anything back is after it's done flowering.
Right.
It allows it to rejuvenate and do that type of thing. So I think you're going to be perfectly all right cutting it back at this time.
Okay, great. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you so much.
All right, Helen, you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time left in the show, but we've got plenty of calls, too. So we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Rose is in South New Hampshire.
Rose, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. Thank you, and good morning to you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. Thank you.
Great, great. Okay. Well, due to distractions from other responsibilities, I was delayed from planting my garlic cloves into the ground. I had beautiful hardneck garlic bulbs. So I still have them, but I started off with these beautiful hardneck garlic bulbs that I purchased from the local farm store. I soaked them. Well, I had planned to originally do this in October, but as I said, due to distractions from other responsibilities, it didn't happen. I finally got to soak them Friday night, Friday afternoon through Saturday, I ended up with a total of 14 beautiful large cloves. I soaked them in a solution of a little baking soda with liquid seaweed. So it ended up to be a total of 1.5 days to absorb the nutrients prior to planting. But of course, it was very late, but I thought, well, the ground still wasn't frozen, so it would be okay maybe to put them in the ground. Like I said, I had originally planned to do it in October so I could put forth little roots and cover them with straw before the snows came. Well, so this is Sunday, so here I am before going to bed last night. Actually, it was like 3:00 in the morning. I took them out of the soaking solution because they had already been soaking in that solution for 1.5 days. I didn't want them to rot in there. So I just drained them and put them into the refrigerator. I desperately need your opinion on what you would do in my situation. I am thinking about different options, like with your suggestions of what kind of soil to put in various pots, put the pots maybe in, I do have a four-tier greenhouse that I could put on my porch so they could be out there. It, by the way, it's a porch that is not a, it only has a roof. It's an outdoor porch. I could do that. Or would you suggest me just, I would really like to get them outside into the soil, but now that we have this huge nor'easter, we got this New York huge nor'easter, I don't think I can plant them in the ground. How do you think I can get the best success so I can have a garlic harvest next fall from these beautiful cloves now that I'm in this situation? Please help me.
So you obviously know that if you were to put them in the ground right now, the cold temperatures, the garlic that if you had put it in September, October, it would be behind. They'd be smaller in size in the spring, that type of thing. So
yes,
you don't want to put them outside where it's in the, you don't want to put them like in the ground where it's that cold temperatures and basic freeze. So if you want...
It's really best, Patrick, excuse me, but it's really best that they, I know, it's really best that they grow a little bit of a root system, huh, before this cold weather, right?
Yeah, and that's what they're looking to do is, that's why, you know, that a lot of the suggestions are September, October. Obviously, right. You know, things happen, you can't do it, understandable. If it were me, I'd be planting them indoors in some of those pots. We're gonna hit a break here in a second. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have you hang tight. We'll on the other side of the break, we can go over a little bit more what you can do indoors with those garlic to have them growing for next season. So I want you to hang tight with me, Rose. Okay. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The GOP is pulling out all the stops in Georgia. The balance of power will be determined by the Georgia Senate runoff elections the first week of January. First Lady Melania Trump introduces her husband to the Georgia crowd.
Let your voices be heard, Georgia. Get out and vote for Senator Loeffler and Senator Perdue. Thank you and God bless you and your families. It's now my pleasure to welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
The United States House of Representatives voted on Friday to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. As the bill moves to the Senate, the legislation does not legalize cannabis across the country. It just stops the federal government from interfering with states and eases banking restrictions still in place since the 70s when pot was put on the controlled substance list. USA Radio News. As Americans prepare to get the COVID-19 vaccine, let's take a look at some people that have already taken the vaccine in clinical trials. USA Radio News' Dan Rocky reports.
A vaccine against the coronavirus may be days away from receiving an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. The agency will meet on December 10th to decide whether to issue the EUA for Pfizer's vaccine. So if approved, what side effects will people experience? Glenda Shields was part of the trial study for the Pfizer vaccine and tells Fox News about the side effects that he experienced after getting the shot.
I've never really had a reaction to a vaccine before, and I did have a reaction to this one. I had headaches and fatigue were the big thing. I didn't take, you know, any kind of like aspirin or ibuprofen on the first shot. The second shot I did, and I did it basically, it muted all the effects. It was about 24 hours worth, and then there was a lot of shot site pain, probably 48 to 72 hours.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Rose, and she couldn't get out and get the garlic planted like she wanted to. She did everything, she could to get it there, but just couldn't happen. We had this nor'easter happen. So, what can we do? We talked about, bringing them into containers inside. Well, that's actually something you can definitely do. And this is one where you can plant even in January, February in a container. So, you're right on time with growing garlic in a container. So, that's good news for you. What I would like to see you do, so let's start with the picking of a pot, right? For garlic, they're looking more for a like a clay pot or a wood pot over plastic. That breathable material allows the roots to breathe a little bit easier. It's better aeration. So I would look for either a wood pot or a clay pot over plastic. Okay, so that's one thing. You're looking for well-drained soil. Okay. It's not something that you need to go out and get you don't want a heavy, thicker, topsoil. You're looking for a nice indoor potting soil, okay? They are heavy feeders, so, you can add some compost to it or earthworm castings or anything along those lines to help it. They don't like wet soil, so we want to make sure, like I said, it is well drained. You're going to water, but you're not going to water all the time. Every once or twice a week, maybe, depending upon, how warm it is, etc. I would keep it inside versus putting it outside on that porch like you were talking about doing. In the full sun type window, if possible. It wants the full sunlight even during the winter conditions. So self-facing window is going to be your best idea for it. Like I said, as far as watering, you don't want the water to become waterlogged. You want it to be able to drain through and drain freely so that it doesn't just sit in water. Sitting in water could be detrimental to the bulb, especially, since the growth is underground, right? It would just sit in water and rot the garlic itself. So definitely well-drained soil. As far as fertilizing, making sure that the soil is taken care of right from the beginning is the best way. You don't necessarily need to do it right away. Maybe it's once that the growing season really hits, that April, May, getting a little bit of just some small nutrients and all-purpose liquid food or like a fish and seaweed, some sort of fish fertilizer would be fine for it as well to be doing. Okay, Rose, hopefully that helps you out with your garlic.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for those tips. Now, if I may ask you some more questions on
sure.
that.
Sure, sure.
Thank you so much. Okay, so from what you said, so I do have, so I'm thinking now, okay, so 1 to 2 weeks of watering. So do you mean a complete watering like you're supposed to do where the water comes out the bottom and then when it's, you water until the water comes out the bottom and then don't water again until it starts to dry out again? So you're talking about a thorough watering, right?
And then
let it go put it in the sunny window.
We're not looking for it to be, water that it thoroughly, maybe once a week, and let it kind of go from there. You just don't want water sitting in the pot.
Exactly.
Water sitting in the pot's only going to be detrimental to the plant itself.
Yes, okay, I do understand that. Now, what about the idea of then transplanting them into the ground once the warm weather comes? Is that a bad idea? I mean, as long as they're in a large enough pot so they have a good root system and then transplanting, or be best to just leave them in the original, I guess I'll have to put them in pretty large pots so that they have sufficient, probably they would need like 10-inch deep soil at least, right? And they need, from what I recall from previous years, like 2 inches of soil above them. So they got to be, at least a 12-inch deep pot, correct? A clay pot, as you suggested.
Well, so you don't have to go as deep, right? The depth isn't as necessary. You can go 3 to 4 inches into the soil. You don't want to go too far into it because it is, it is growing in the soil, kind of like a, like the potatoes, carrots, radishes, those types of things. But you don't want it to be too far down because you do want leaf structure to be happening above it, right? So you're only going to go down, 3, maybe 4 inches from the top of the soil. So it doesn't have to be as deep. That being said, a root system on there can go another 4 inches down. So maybe it's an 8-inch pot. 8-inch depth, not 12 inches deep.
Easier to manage. That's good. That's a lot easier to manage.
So the thing is however big your pot is will dictate how many cloves you can put in there, right? You're basically trying to get them 4 to 6 inches away from each other in all directions.
Right.
And when you put it in like a pot, you're looking to go like maybe 2 inches away from the side, right? So that it can grow to the side, because if you put it too close to the side, it's almost going to rub up against it and just one side really have the growth. So so think of it that way. Maybe it's, you know, just a thought is maybe getting a window box, like a wider window box. They do make some, you know, wooden, because wood would be fine too, or the clay. And, you know, making sure it's a, you know, maybe it's 5 or 6 inches wide, right? Putting them in the center, and then you can space them out every 4 to 6 inches and have like a window box with it instead of having just individual pots.
Right, because they need to be spaced out. So that was going to be my next question to you. And you said I should space them how far apart from each other?
About 4 to 6 inches.
4 to 6.
Yeah, so I mean, you could go at 4, but I definitely 4 to 6 inches is fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I actually can't fit very many in. You're right, in a pot, in a large pot, I guess I could only plant one or two in pots. But like you say, if I had some window boxes, but again, they can't be, it's best that they not be like a ceramic window planter like I have. They should be clay or wood, like, so that they can breathe better. So
you want that porous.
It needs to be porous. So, okay. Yeah. So I'm thinking, what am I going to plant them in that I have, that I don't have to buy anything new? So, it looks like I'm going to have a mixture of clay pots that I do have where I can only put one per pot. I have a total of 14 cloves. So, and then a mixture of whatever else I can come up with. For that. So that is extremely helpful. So even my other thinking was, if it starts to get, a little bit warmer outside, like in the early spring, then would it be okay to place them in this tiny shelf greenhouse that I have on the porch?
Yes,
it just has a roof. Otherwise, it's open to the elements, you know, the cold. What do you think about that idea, to move them outside into that place on the porch, into that green, it's a plastic shelf. But then it would be covered with plastic, though. So is it still okay to do that, or should I leave the zip door of that shelved small, narrow, tall greenhouse open? What do you suggest?
Well, so you don't want to go from one extreme to the next with temperature. So you want to make sure it is warm enough, because what's going to happen, right, is the plants are indoors. So they're going to go from, you know, warmer temperatures to outside. You're looking more for a gradual, change to it. So it's not just from warm to cold. So, you know, I'd be looking to keep it indoors basically till spring, to be honest with you, and then bringing it outdoors as it warms up outside. That's kind of how I would do it.
Okay, that sounds like a great plan. And I'm so thankful for the help you gave me, because I did want to make the best decision. There's several options going around in my head.
Understandable.
And if you have the time, I also have a huge bag of gorgeous daffodil bulbs. Now, but there are so many of those. Can I stick them in the refrigerator and save them to plant next fall? I think I tried to do that one other year, and they still dried up. What do you suggest? They're just so gorgeous, and I have quite an investment in them.
Yeah, so what I would do is you could actually pot some of them into some containers. You can put a few more of those together and kind of those ones, right, they're not looking to push that root system right now, so you could actually put a few of those on that deck into some containers, right? And get them that way, cuz you're not going to need to water them as much. They need that winter cooling off period, that dormant period. So you could actually plant some, and then, you know, in the spring, you could have pots of the daffodils around instead of just in the garden beds. So that's something I would do. You could also put them in like a basement where it doesn't get a lot of, elements, etc. Really, the sky's the limit on those things. I wouldn't necessarily put them in like the refrigerator. I might just put them in like a basement, check on them every, you know, couple weeks, maybe once a month. If you can find some peat moss, put some peat moss in it just to keep it in like a soil. But you really don't need to if you can't find it. But I think by doing those things, you would definitely be fine. I gotta go, Rose. I apologize. But I gotta hit the break. So anybody has questions, call us 855-660-4261.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Rose in regards to a number of different things. But I know she had a follow-up question. I had to cut her off because we were hitting the break. So I apologize about that, Rose. What was that follow-up question you had?
No problem at all. Well, let's see. I didn't know if you were going to be able to come back to me or not. Let me think. Well, I think I'm okay. We were talking. We moved on to the daffodil.
Yep. Bulb. And those are definitely ones where you can plant those in pots. I mean, that's one of the. So it'll be something different that. You know, you'll have that can move around where, as you know, in the spring when people are having the daffodils in their garden, you can have them right on the front porch and have them early. And, you know, so I definitely see no problem with you doing that. You could plant them and then just put them outdoors, right? They want to get into a cold like snap, if you will, a cold frame, because they need the dormancy period. A lot of growers, what they'll do is they'll actually plant them, put them in containers, and then put them in like a cooler and let them just sit, but in soil, because it's getting that, it's like winter. They're showing that winter is happening for the bulbs. The bulb goes through the cycle and then is ready for that next season. And once you bring them out, you get them into the warmth, the sun, and then they start to grow for you. So I see no problem putting them in containers.
Now, on that same vein now, so I'm thinking of the bulbs, and I know that they need that dormancy period. So with the daffodil bulbs, when I put those in pots, you're saying it's okay to put those outside on the porch?
Yes.
Actually not leave them on the porch unless I put them into that little shelved green plastic greenhouse that I have on the porch, because rodents get them. They got them this spring, actually, when I had some when my indoor, let's see, they were daffodils, tulips, and another bulb. I can't think the name of it now. It's that form of a lily. But anyways, the rodents dug them up from the pots, and I lost those. So would you suggest that I put those into that greenhouse I have on the porch then?
Yeah, you could definitely do that. So it's one of those things where, so the difference between the daffodil and like the garlic that you have, the garlic wants to have those roots start to grow before it goes into the cold period. And that's why, whereas the daffodils, they can actually be put into the ground. They don't really grow their roots until spring. In that whole process. So you could definitely put them in there, put them in that little greenhouse that you have. If it's covered, it's covered. It just needs the cold. It needs the winter, really. It just needs that period.
So are you saying that tulip bulbs or daffodil bulbs or other flowering bulbs are different from the garlic bulbs? The garlic bulbs do not need that dormancy period of being outdoors?
Well, so they do.
In the winter?
They do, but they do better when they've developed a root system at the beginning, right? So whereas a daffodil or a tulip, they're ones where they're not going to grow those roots right away. Again, with like the garlic, they want to start developing the roots so that they're going to be ahead for next season. Whereas a daffodil, it doesn't matter. They want to be in the ground. They could be above ground, but cold, and growing that way. So that's the difference. The garlic wants to develop root systems early, and go into the winter. Whereas a daffodil, it doesn't matter for them. So you can definitely. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. So you can understand my confusion. I didn't know whether I should keep those daffodil bulbs in the pots for a little while and then place them outside.
Nope,
like
they can go right out. They could go right outside as soon as you plant them, the daffodil bulbs.
Yeah, they don't need cold winter in order to produce big bulbs.
Exactly.
Okay. You were
all right,
extremely
Rose.
Helpful as usual. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Guys. Have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.